This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That's 855-450-3733. Kicking off hour number three in studio tonight is Daryl,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And Johnny, you've got something here about some kind of gun training class that wound up filling up way faster than anybody thought.
It's a story from Ohio that Mark shared with us. Before I get into it, I wanted to say that there are a couple of John Carpenter films that I can endorse. One of them...
Going back to a conversation we had last hour where you said
I
you don't like John Carpenter.
I said that The Thing was boring. And
I want to go on record saying that I don't necessarily have anything against any Carpenters named John.
Okay. I can endorse They Live.
Good movie.
Yep.
I just saw that for the first time a couple years ago. I liked it.
And there's a film, shucks. Oh, Halloween. The Michael Myers character is particularly terrifying. He's a great...
Never seen it.
Well, he's...
I'm aware of it. I've just never seen it.
He's an implacable, unstoppable force. He moves at his own pace, which is not especially fast, but he always gets to you.
Right. That typical slasher movie-style pace to where, you know, you're running and you fall down and he's just slow and methodical and catches up to you.
Yep. Also, I wanted to say that John Carpenter is a composer, and the Halloween theme, among some of the other themes that he writes, is very compelling and creepy. So he's got his good points. Oh, also, Big Trouble in Little China. Now, I haven't seen...
Never seen it.
I haven't seen all of that.
That's a great movie.
But I'll take your word for it that that's great.
There's not a lot of movies that I have seen.
Back to the Liberty. Ohio sheriff offers free gun training to 50 teachers, forced to cap at 300 after huge response. An Ohio sheriff who offered free firearms training to 50 teachers was...
Sounds as though he would have capped the class at 50.
Makes sense, but I you know what? I think that
it's just the same class. He can give six classes. It doesn't take that long to get gun training.
Right, but
it's 13 weeks or anything.
I'm doing X for 50 people. You cut off registration after 50 people.
Sounds like he had a lot of interest.
Was forced to cap his offer at 300 after a flood of local school employees signed up in the wake of a Florida high school shooting that left 17 people dead.
Sounds like he doesn't know how to set registration limits on whatever website he was using.
We put it online. We thought we'd get 20 school teachers, maybe. Within 20 minutes, we had 40. Within an hour, we had 100. Within 4 hours, we had 200. By the next morning, at 300, we cut it off. Butler County Sheriff Richard Jones said on Fox and Friends, "The Parkland, Florida shooting has renewed a national debate on the Second Amendment." Parenthetically, from Johnny Ray, Second Amendment from the useless U.S. Constitution. Sheriff Jones noted that only a few schools in Ohio allow the concealed carry of a firearm and that the plan to arm teachers would only work if, quote, the school boards have the guts to make it a reality.
This term, arming teachers, is probably better stated as allowing teachers to arm themselves if they wish. Because people really are acting like they're handing out AKs to little school marms and sending them off to class to protect the students.
Well, there are probably some people that would want to do that.
There are probably some people that believe that they can talk to Mephistopheles via their cell phone. But we don't operate as though it's true.
I don't know who or what method, stuff, whatever it was.
What I'm telling you is that all kinds of people on my Facebook feed, largely Democrats and liberals, are acting as though, literally, the government wants to give AK-47s to school marms and that it would be disastrous as a result. It probably would.
Yes, and I'm saying that I have seen conservatives advocate for handing weapons to school teachers.
They're not
simply allowing them to have it, but to say, all right, teacher, as part of your job now, you have to learn how to use this.
As a ratio, how many conservatives have you seen advocating to hand out guns to unskilled and untrained people versus Democrats acting like conservatives want to do that? Because I haven't seen any. So at this point, we're something
like 20 to 0.
The
number that I've seen doing either is very small.
Okay.
So I'm talking like
your
handfuls.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you, man.
Jones?
Nobody in their right mind wants to do that dumb crap, okay?
I will agree with that. Nobody in their right mind.
Well, I've definitely seen on the social media loads of leftists ridiculing the idea of teachers packing heat.
But Jones, there are places in America right now where high school teachers can carry guns and do.
Yeah. Yes.
So it's not like we have to act like we know what's going to happen. We've got numbers. I don't need to pretend like it's a good idea. We can see whether it's a good idea. How many teachers have pulled out their gat and, you know, capped some sassy little high schooler right in the center of mass? How many? Because I don't think it's ever happened.
Nor do I.
Jones suggested that school staffers should go through mandatory firearms training to help them identify the sounds of gunfire. We have to do something here because we can't wait for our government to do anything. All they do is fight. They get nothing done, he said. 4 days ago, during a White House listening session on school shootings, President Trump suggested arming teachers, a call he has repeated since. If you had a teacher who was adept at firearms, they could very well end the attack very quickly. And the good thing about a suggestion like that, and we're going to be looking at it very strongly, and I think a lot of people are going to be opposed to it, I think a lot of people are going to like it. But the good thing is you're going to have a lot of armed people with that, said the president.
So, again, my statement would be, I don't want to either arm teachers, I don't want to do any of this stuff. I want to ban the public school system. Because then you'd stop having people argue about how to, fix these middle-class welfare babysitting day prison shooting galleries. And I don't know that it's fixable. You're not going to get a perfect result. It was a bad idea to begin with.
Oh, I definitely agree with that.
We can't stop school shootings. We can't stop guns from being manufactured. But we've got to do something. We've got to make the schools more of a hardened target, said Sheriff Jones, adding that the class was open to teachers, secretaries, and maintenance workers. Yeah, I mean, this is I don't see anything wrong with this except that it's trying to fix something that is fundamentally flawed. And the fundamental flaw is that the funding for schools is taken coercively. The schools don't have real competition, and you have to have competition to improve.
And not only that, but the students are required by law to go to some kind of educational institution. So whether they get to choose which educational institution they go to or not, if they don't actually want to go, that's going to be a problem. And the fact that there are compulsory education laws that force these kids to go to some educational institution is a problem.
I think that most people are going to want to see education. Now, I'm not saying that it would necessarily go for 13 years or whatever, but, you know, at the very least, they want to see kids go to, some kind of vocational training, something.
Right, and I'm not saying that children should not learn things. I'm simply saying that they should not be forced to go to an educational institution that they might not want to go to.
Yeah, children, Mark, you know this better than anyone, children want to learn. Learning is one of the great pleasures in life, and children kind of understand that better than adults because they're learning all the time. And it takes schooling such that I had in order to beat that kind of curiosity out of a child.
Right, and what's the Mark Twain quote? I never let my schooling get in the way of my education.
Yeah, that's a good one.
No, that's what we're talking about here is don't let the schooling get in the way of education. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about school teachers and government schools, and, well, I've got another story about a different teacher at a completely different government school. I'll tell you about it here in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about something that, well, it's really important because, well, it's good technology and it's probably going to help reshape the world for the better. I'm talking about cryptocurrencies, specifically Zencash. Zencash was founded by liberty-loving voluntarists in 2017, and they took the best tech like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and they're creating a secure platform for money and messaging that can be sent to anyone anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. And as of just a couple of weeks ago, they announced they have over 7,000 secure nodes, which makes Zencash one of the strongest blockchains of all cryptocurrencies. Their wallets are available in multiple languages and on multiple platforms. We're talking Windows, Mac, Linux, Android devices, and they're now available on at least 7 exchanges. You can learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. So Johnny Ray and Mark joining me, Daryl, in studio tonight. And Johnny, you just got done telling us about this sheriff in Ohio, wanted to have some kind of firearms training class for teachers, figured I'll probably get, you know, a couple dozen, maybe 50 people, wound up, what was it, 300?
He capped it at 300.
Could have been, you know, hundreds more. We don't know.
Right.
And this was just in some little, you know, burb in Ohio. I don't know where.
Butler County.
Yeah. I've never heard of it.
Nor have I.
Then again, I don't know that much about Ohio. It could be, you know, where Toledo is, for all I know.
Yeah. I've heard of Cuyahoga. Couldn't tell you where it is. Just know I've heard of it.
Okay.
So moving from Ohio to Florida. Not Florida man, Florida woman.
Uh-oh.
Florida middle school teacher is being investigated by her employer after reports that she hosts a white supremacist podcast and then used Twitter to share anti-Semitic conspiracy theories and suggest that Muslims be eradicated from the planet. The story here comes from
BuzzFeed. Well, don't we want diversity of ideas in our public schools?
Yeah, let error freely contend with truth, serene in the confidence that truth will prevail.
Yeah, I don't think that American public is serene in that confidence.
HuffPo first reported on Saturday that Diana Volatic, a social studies teacher at Crystal River Middle School, used the pseudonym Tiana Dalikoff to secretly host a podcast in which she recently argued that some races are smarter than others. Now, Mark, you're originally from Florida, and you chuckled when you heard the name of the school.
Because I just heard that Deliverance song. It's Crystal River. Come on. I mean, surprise, surprise, surprise! You got yourself a racist in Crystal River, Florida.
Okay. Are you alleging that Deliverance took place in Crystal River? I thought it took place in Tennessee.
I think it did, too. Yeah. I'm just suggesting that Crystal River might be a little more Tennessee than places in Tennessee.
Gotcha. The Citrus County School District. Do you know where that is?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, my friend from Citrus County said they really don't have a citrus industry in Citrus County. Which is interesting.
So is that more Tennessee than parts of Tennessee?
Yeah.
Because apparently that's where Crystal River Middle School is. The Citrus County School District issued a statement that Volatic has been removed from the classroom while its Human Resources Department conducts an investigation. According to the description of the pilot episode of the podcast, and yes, I'm intentionally not giving you the name of the podcast because, well, I don't want to give this woman any more advertisement than she's already getting. They say it's available on TuneIn, then they describe what TuneIn is. They say because some people aren't aware of podcasts, apparently. They say the podcast aims to cut through the myths and misconceptions of the modern culture and political jungle and covers taboo topics that will take you on a ride you'll never be able to forget.
All right.
In a recent episode, she identified herself as a public school teacher and prided herself on bringing her beliefs into the classroom.
Ruh-roh.
In an episode published February 26th, she said she, quote, had a couple of instances where parents were concerned, including a parent who emailed her school's principal to express worry that she was injecting political bias into her teaching. She said on the podcast that when the principal contacted her about the parent's email, she lied, saying, it's not true. Quote, she believed me, and then backed off. On the same episode, the teacher agreed with a guest who dismissed the idea that a kid from Nigeria and a kid from Sweden are supposed to learn exactly the same. She went on to say that science has shown that some races are smarter than others.
Ruh-roh.
She also agreed with a guest who said that more white supremacists need to become teachers in public schools.
Oh, boy.
The guest said on the show, they don't have to be vocal about their views, but get in there, be more covert, and start taking over those places. The teacher said, right, I'm absolutely one of them. She also reportedly used a Twitter handle with the same pseudonym. The account has since been deleted, but Huffington Post took screenshots of the tweets, which include the statement that Islam legitimizes terrorist behavior and that terrorist attacks will continue until we eradicate Muslims from the face of the earth.
Oh, boy.
Other tweets say that it isn't supremacist or hateful to prefer your own people over others, and that systemic racism and white privilege aren't real.
Systemic racism and white privilege aren't real.
This is what you get when you criminalize ideas, and when you've got this militant political correctness that wants to cram ideas down people's throats, however virtuous the ideas may be, like racial equality. If you force that onto somebody, they don't want to accept it, or they're not ready to accept it. They're not going to accept it, and they're going to just be, just like she said, they're just going to be covert about how they do business and how they promote the ideas that they believe in.
Yeah, and you know, this goes back to the same sort of discussion we were having with the "should we arm the teachers" debate. That's asking the completely wrong question. The correct question is, should there be government schools and should there be compulsory education laws? That's the question that needs to be answered. That's the debate that needs to be had. But too many people don't want to have that discussion or have that debate because, well, without schools, who would wind up teaching children?
Yeah.
Well, if you entered your
kids
into school at 2 weeks old and then the schools wound up teaching children to walk, well, they wouldn't walk until they were like five, but then a generation later, without school, who's teaching the children to walk? This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's Daryl,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And a little bit more on this story about the white supremacist teacher down in Florida. Yep, Florida woman is a white supremacist and has a podcast and apparently was a middle school teacher. Again, we'll get back into that. But first, I want to tell you about a home security system that you can get delivered right to your house or wherever it is that packages go for you. And then after it comes to you, you download an app on your smartphone, on a tablet, some kind of mobile device, and then the app walks you through an easy setup. Even if you've got a complicated router system and you're not technically inclined like Mark, you should still be able to get this set up in about 10 to 15 minutes, and you either get notified when something like your cat moves in front of the wireless camera, or you can check it whenever you want to from that mobile device. And have we got a deal for you? Get three Blink security cams for what the other guys charge for one. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect, all one word, blinkprotect.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live. One more time, blinkprotect.com/FTL. L. Getting back into the story here about the teacher from Crystal River Middle School in Citrus County, Florida. Not too terribly far from where you're originally from there, Mark.
Not too far, but a world away.
Yep, the teacher who apparently hosts a podcast where she talks about her white supremacist views. Her actual name is Diana Volatik. Her online pseudonym is Tiana Dalikoff. And let's see. Let's go back to some of these quotes. She had a guest on the show, unnamed guest, according to the BuzzFeed article here, where the guest was saying that there needs to be more white supremacists as public teachers in schools.
It's a little disturbing.
They don't have to be vocal about their views, but get in there, be more covert, and start taking over the place. Dalikoff responded, right, I'm absolutely one of those. And yes, I'm giving them both kind of the same redneck accent. She also reportedly used a Twitter handle using the same pseudonym that she used to host the podcast. That Twitter account has been deleted, but HuffPo took screenshots of the tweets, which include the statements that, again, Islam legitimizes terrorist behavior, according to this woman, and that, quote, terrorist attacks will continue until we eradicate Muslims from the face of the earth, end quote. Other tweets say it isn't supremacist or hateful to prefer your own people over others. And she says that systemic racism and white privilege aren't real.
Well, I would say that second to last one, that it isn't racist to prefer your, you know, own people over others or something like that. I think that's kind of born into people. I'm not saying that that's what we should strive for by any stretch of the imagination. But, you know, that's just sort of... it's just sort of a natural thing that people are comfortable with what they're comfortable with.
I will say it's not necessarily supremacist to prefer, but it's definitely a symptom of being a supremacist,
okay,
if that makes sense.
Sure.
Continuing on the Twitter account, also praised and retweeted neo-Nazis and white supremacists, including David Duke, the former Grand Wizard of the KKK. In a statement from the Citrus County School District, they said they were made aware of a concerning podcast on March 2nd. The statement continues, the Human Resources Department was not notified, and was notified, and an investigation was initiated immediately. The teacher has been removed from the classroom, and the investigation is ongoing. Pursuant to Florida statute, an open investigation and materials related to it are exempt from public records and cannot be discussed until the investigation is complete. Now, it doesn't say that she's been placed on administrative leave. It doesn't say that, you know, she's no longer working for the school district. It says she's been removed from the classroom.
Well, like she was gagged and drug out.
The media has convicted her. The school district has said that they're not 100% sure it's her and they're still investigating it, I think is what's happening now.
Right, but I just, you know, the wording that they use here, to where it basically sounds as though she still has a job at the school district.
Mm-hmm.
She's just no longer going to be in the classroom.
Oh, I see.
It is hard to get rid of a...
she might be doing some kind of administrative... you're now the secretary for the principal.
She might just be sitting at a desk at a warehouse where they put all of the people that they can't have in front of students, but they can't fire.
That they've moved her desk down into the basement, and then they took her red stapler?
No, nothing like that.
It's going to be miserable. It's going to be a long time till retirement.
Do you guys think that race is going to be with us for a long, long time, forever?
I think that...
because I think that air travel and the how geography is not a barrier to people getting together anymore, I think that is what sort of formed the races. You know, mountains and oceans keeping people from breeding with one another is why we have the races now. And that, and air, the world is flat, as they say, and people are free to love whoever they want. And I think that it's the waters are are getting muddier over time, and is there going to be a time where people are indistinguishable?
Since that's probably not going to be in my lifetime, I'm not going to bother to speculate on what the world will be like. Obviously, we're getting browner as time goes by. There's crossings of racial barriers, and scientists at this point aren't even prepared to say what race is. Social construct is the terminology that's used on a relatively regular basis, but I would say once race disappears, Johnny Ray, people will easily and adroitly have already figured out ways to separate themselves.
Ways to hate somebody for...
Because I honestly believe it's not mostly race, it's mostly class. It's income. You know, people who aren't making as much and don't have as much upset at people who are making more and have more.
Right, and there are some people that, they want to differentiate the classes based on externalities. And, well, you look different and you look different, so therefore you're different class. But I thought I had read something, and I'm having trouble finding it, saying that, what we currently think of as race is just not going to be a thing within a couple hundred years.
Uh-huh.
But as Mark said, it's not going to be in my lifetime. It's not going to be in yours unless, you wind up doing some kind of, transhumanist sort of thing. But then is that really you if you're uploading your brain to a computer?
I don't know. Do you really think we have to worry about it in our lifetimes? I mean, at this point, science can't predict the folding of a single protein.
Right, but you're the one that's going to be freezing your brain, so you're kind of the transhumanist in the room.
Freezing my head, which will have my brain in it, is actually a hedge against them, or hedge for whatever, against them coming up with this sort of technology. I don't think they're going to do it in my lifetime. I don't think they're going to do it in any of our lifetimes.
You don't think transhumanism is going to be a thing?
I said lifetime. What part of lifetime don't you understand?
Right. No, I just wanted to make sure that was the thing you were saying wasn't going to exist in our
what
lifetime.
What seems clear to me is that at some point they will be able to take somebody who's newly dead. Well, they're already doing that, right? Some people who die, they bring them back to life, right?
Yes.
So that period of time will get longer and longer as time goes by. I'm going to guess that they're going to be able to take somebody's brain at some point and wake it back up as long as it's been preserved properly. I'm going to presume that with the technology that we have today, that these cryogenic storage units are the best technology that we've got, and hopefully they'll wake me up about the same time they do Ted Williams.
And I wonder if they can do that to somebody being hit by a car. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And this November, I will be running in the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon. I've accepted a spot on Team Innocence Project because I'm passionate about what they do. Since 1989, there have been 353 people in the United States exonerated by DNA testing, including 30 who pled guilty to crimes they did not commit. 20 of those serve time on death row. The Innocence Project provided direct representation or critical assistance in 180 of those 353 cases. With your help, the Innocence Project can help even more people who have been wrongly convicted. As part of the team, I'm raising awareness about wrongful convictions and raising funds to help free the innocent. I've already paid the race registration fee, but I need your help to help me secure my spot on Team Innocence Project in the New York City Marathon.
Because you have to have the charity sponsor you too, right?
Well, kind of. So the way the charities work, the charity gets accepted as an official charity of the New York City Marathon.
Yep.
They get a certain number of spots, and the criteria are, all right, these people can run as long as they raise X amount of money. For this charity, because of the level that they're at, New York City Marathon has gold, silver, bronze, and what are called community sponsors. And there are different tiers of fundraising for each of those sponsors. For Team Innocence Project, I'm responsible for raising $3,500 by the end of November. You can help support Team Innocence Project, help support the Innocence Project, and help me secure my race entry by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones where we've got Sarah calling in from Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes. Did you know that more high school kids kill themselves while texting and driving rather than getting shot by a gun?
I wouldn't doubt that, sure. Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, I think it's about like 176 kids that were killed in New Mexico while texting and driving. That's what I heard over the radio, like 170 or 176. It must be in our state. So what I'm advocating is those self-driving
banning teenagers?
Cars.
Should we just ban teenagers and then teenagers can't die?
No, but my point is that self-driving automated cars should be more of a priority than this gun control talk. Because everybody is freaked out, you know.
They're probably going about as fast as they can, Sarah. I mean, that's one of the difficulties with this. This isn't the kind of tech you want to rush too far, because if somebody will be killed in a self-driving car, and what is going to be the result? Currently, if somebody dies in an automobile accident, we don't sue the automobile manufacturer, but I'll bet my last buck that they're going to try to sue the company that programmed the car.
Well, no, I was told that they are going to start rolling them out in New Mexico. I heard about it. They have been invited to Albuquerque, so how soon? But you know, the thing is, in the meanwhile, last year, only 37,000 people were killed in auto-related crashes. So, yeah,
that's
they're so afraid of getting sued, 37,000 people in the United States. 37,000. So, in the meanwhile, oh, we're so afraid of getting it just so perfect, and everybody's getting killed while texting and driving. It's number one killer for children under age 13, number one killer for teenagers getting killed in automobiles, not by guns. And then it's like, I think it's number one tragic death, you know, all of the traumatic deaths combined, violent deaths combined. So, you know, you're right. I mean, but at least they need to come up with auto brakes, center brakes, front and back, that they're going to put in Toyota.
Well, how about we just have levitating sidewalks and then pedestrians can't wind up getting hit by cars?
Look, this tech is on my 2016 Honda.
Do you have Egyptian or Atlantean levitation technology? Do you have memories of that? You know what? If you have levitation technology like we had in Atlantis, we had levitation.
No, I didn't say you make the people levitate. I said you have sidewalks that are elevated so that they're not at street level. And then there was actually a bill. This is something you might be interested in, Sarah. There was legislation filed by a state rep in New Hampshire that would have actually prohibited autonomous vehicles on public roads in New Hampshire. The committee actually voted to kill that bill. They write that no one testified in support of the bill. Advocates for the disabled and the trucking industry testified in opposition. Earlier this year, House Transportation passed a prudent testing program for autonomous vehicles unanimously, and that program should go forward. This bill is also in conflict with federal prohibition on states banning autonomous vehicles. So, you know, there's no prohibition on autonomous vehicles. It sounds to me, Sarah, what you're wanting is some government program to wind up paying everybody to have an autonomous vehicle. Am I hearing you correctly? Or am I just sort of assuming you want the government to pay for it because you want them to pay for everything else?
Well, you know what? All the truck drivers, let's say maybe a million truck drivers lose their job. You know, I like the universal, the universal payment like I'm on, where everybody gets a check and they're
welfare.
Secure.
You're a supporter of welfare.
Well, of socialism. You know what I mean? If people have no job because it's all automated. If their job, you know, I'm about the universal payment. I really am. Because, you know,
Sarah, let me ask you this. I've heard a proposal that we institute a universal basic income, but that
right.
The people that choose to accept it don't get to vote. Only the people who refuse the universal basic income would be able to vote. What do you think about that proposal?
Well, I mean, we could work that out. But you know what? People can work and volunteer like I do, whatever they feel that is necessary.
Oh, it doesn't matter whether you work or not. Okay. It matters whether or not you accept the universal basic income. Every millionaire that wants to accept it can accept it and choose not to vote.
But any hobo
that says, I don't want to accept it, gets to vote, as long as they're a citizen.
You know what? you guys know that our votes are pretty much worthless. I'll take it. If you say you lose your right to vote, it's worthless anyway. We're going to have a civil war. They better give us a universal basic income. We're going to have an outright war. When everybody loses their job, we're going to pick up machine guns and start shooting. So
there's plenty of machine guns.
They better do that.
Are we talking about fully semi-automatic assault weapons with 30-round bump stocks?
You know what? Me getting welfare is not a problem. Everybody's going to find out.
Not for you.
All the retirement.
It's a problem for the people whose money is being stolen to pay for the welfare, but it's not a problem for you.
But you know what difference is that? Look, we're losing our retirement. 401k is going to be gone. Am I the one that's stealing that? Okay, if I went out and work, you think that's supposed to secure our retirement? Our pensions are going to come back? Our 401k is going to completely die.
What 401k do you have?
I do not have it, but the people that used to work, if they have it, they talked them into putting it into the stock market. It's going to be completely gone when we have a market crash, and they're going to have nothing. You know, it's not my fault. Whether I did never work for 30 years, I have got nothing to do with that. And then, you know what? They're going to take
right, we're not blaming you for the stock market, Sarah. Nobody on this show is blaming Sarah in Albuquerque on people making bad investment decisions. What we're blaming you for is that you're accepting welfare, and welfare comes from taxation, and taxation is what Frederick Bastiat referred to as legal plunder. It is taking money from people that aren't you, and then you reaping the benefits of that theft. You do understand that, correct?
Well, you know what? 50% of our taxes are going towards spending, so why are they blaming me?
Well, it depends on what you call our taxes. If you're talking about discretionary spending, then that's true. But it's really only because the Constitution requires the federal government to institute spending for military every 2 years.
Right. Says that no appropriation shall be made for more than 2 years.
But
if you wind up doing it every year,
Medicare, then it gets significantly lower.
Right, and again, Sarah, we are not advocates for war, so we're talking about the tax that you actually wind up benefiting from. Thank you for the call. That's all the time we have for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow night, as we are every night of the week, and we are always online at freetalklive.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.